This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My conclusion about South Africa after this visit and meeting so many people from different countries, alhamdulillah. First of all, alhamdulillah, you have a very beautiful country. Even the non-Muslim society is welcoming. And the Muslim society is thriving and used to be a role model for other societies, for other Muslims in non-Muslim countries. This is something that needs to be emphasized and mentioned. Also, the globally and internationally, the position South Africa has taken, in supporting the just cause of the Palestinians is outstanding. And many countries, Muslims all over the world, are so happy, so overwhelmed, so proud of South Africa. And we ask Allah Jalla wa'ala that the new government to remain on this path as the previous government. We heard that the ANC, they made it clear that they will not change their position regarding Palestine. So this is something to be, mentioned and confirmed. Regarding my views or my advice, if I may give you an advice or number of things. First of all, we need to put more attention to da'wah. I learned that the existence of Islam and Muslims in South Africa, started maybe 300 years ago. Yani you've been in this country for around 300 years ago. Now, 300 years ago, if you just calculate just a few number of people accepting Islam every year, and those a few number, this 10 people, everyone, 10 people accept Islam, and then everyone, 10 people accept Islam. I think by now, we will see half of South Africa are Muslims. But this is not the case. The percentage of Muslims in South Africa, as I understood, 1.8, which means that you have just 1.5 million Muslims or something like this. So this is something that needs to be taken seriously. And we all know the adilla. Allah Jalla wa'ala says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ. يعني this is a matter of wujub. It's not a matter of sunnah or mustahab. So this is one thing. The second point is we should be careful. You should be careful not to be complacent with your situation. How? You are doing well. Muslims in South Africa are doing well in terms of business. They have money, they have big houses, they have they have their madrasas, masajid, big masajid. We went to amazing masajid, really. I was so shocked to see these masajid. Some schools, Muslim schools, they have 700, they have big facilities. Now, this might lead us to complacency. And this life, nothing remains as it is. There is no stagnancy in this life. Either you progress or you regress. If you remain stagnant, it means that you are losing. If you become complacent, then you are losing without knowing. This is number two. Number three, we spoke about so-called secular education. I don't like to call it secular education. How on earth maths is considered to be secular education? To learn jam' tarh, multiplying, etc. It's not secular education. It is education that we need it for our deen. We need it to run our country. We need it to, manage ourselves. So that's why I really want you to pay attention to this kind of education that some people call secular education. And we need in South Africa to have certificates, degrees, because at one point they might be looking for qualified people to run the country. If you don't have degrees, they will not come to Muslims. And in one of the African countries, Muslims, despite the fact that they are majority, they are the least developed. They are disadvantaged. They are the least influential. They don't have positions in the government. Why? Because their scholars in the past, they called the secular education haram education. So people started not to send their children to what? To so-called secular education, to normal schools and universities. So they don't have degrees. And when they have the independent, they want people to run their country. They did not find Muslims ready to do that. So they gave it to non-Muslims, Christians, etc., etc. They will not give Muslims their due rights. Okay? So this is another important point, education. I would like to see more services provided by Muslims to the wider society. Muslims, alhamdulillah, they have money, they have facilities, they are working together. They should give more services. In fact, they should do it in a way, as we always say, instead of giving people fish to eat, teach them how to fish. This is real empowerment. And not to give them in a way that they feel that we are higher than them and they are lower than us, so they will continue, because this one time will explode, one time will be disturbed. And because some young people with this globalization of information, they will say, why are we treated like this? Why those people are driving Mercedes and these luxury cars and we are in this devastated? I don't want them to just give me an animal to give me some food to eat. Why? So this is really important. Okay. Then, this parliament now, the new government, Muslims, don't have that presence in this new parliament, new government, as they had before. And I was talking to some brothers. They said, now we are not that involved in governmental departments. I think you need to give more attention to this. That Muslims do exist in all, especially main departments of the government. Yes. This is crucial. Yeah, especially in 5 areas. Political, politics, or departments that run the political life. Departments that are related to judiciary. Departments that are educational departments. Education in general, Muslims have to be influential. Yeah, in education and the other departments, and media, and then finally economy. These are the 5 influential areas in each quote-unquote democratic country, apart from the military and so. I hope that you hear the democratic, not to become autocratic or dictatorship. Yeah? Okay. So you need to be influential in those departments. Military, it is up to you. I don't know about that. Okay? You need to be influential in those areas. And in order to be influential, you need some people who have, many people who have PhDs in education, PhDs in law, PhDs in politics, and people worked in that field and this field. Allah Jalla wa Ala called us the best of nations because of our influence. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. What does this mean? To be influential, to be effective. So this is crucial. The last to final, if we as Muslims are not united, we will lose. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Unity has to be among the different madhabs. Unity has to be across the sect. Unity has to be across what? The racial background. The Prophet ﷺ says, لا فضل لعربي على عجمي إلا بالتقوى. Islam is the deen of unity. We, unfortunately, some people, they look for reasons to differ, not for reasons to unite. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Okay, at least we should coordinate. We should coordinate in these areas. We should coordinate in politics. We should coordinate in media. We should coordinate in education. We should coordinate in judiciary. We should coordinate in economy. Yes, in economy. Finally, yeah, be optimistic and work hard. Don't be complacent. Either we progress or we regress. Insha'Allah, you will continue to progress. May Allah Jalla wa'ala protect you in your country. May Allah Jalla wa'ala empower you. And you need to empower yourself to share the beauty of Islam with everyone. Yeah. So they see the light of Allah Jalla wa'ala. They enjoy the light of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. And the country will be a better country if Islam is flourishing. Definitely. Yeah, I forgot one thing. Yes. Regarding social interaction, and you know, you need to find ways to make this country safer, because everyone I spoke to, yeah, they were complaining about what? Security. So you need, don't just say my security is that I have a big house, I have guards, I have this company, okay, security company, etc. Or I carry guns. Or no, this is selfishness. Okay, so you need to work hard, because we don't want to have these classes.
Yes.
These that are the elite, they have security, they eat the best food, and we have the devastated people, no security, even finance, no food. So maybe come together, and I strongly advise to have like a think tank, Muslim think tank. Yes? South African Muslim think tank. To deal with these challenges. May Allah Jalla wa Ala protect you. Jazakum Allah khairan.